My name is Dorina. I work at Mike's Pastry. You can look at us at www.mikespastry.com. And I listen to the Nightlight Stories.
Hello, and welcome to episode 41 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on December 1st, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Hey, Mr. Chris, did you pack the power cords for the laptop, iPad, iPhones, portable DVD player, the kids' iPods, Leapster, and DS?
Yeah, honey, I also have the adapters for the car so we can plug in on the road if we need to.
Fantastic! Did you download the kids' music and audio stories on their iPods? That should fill our 10-hour drive. Ugh, our kids don't know how lucky they have it. Back when we were kids...
Just a few short years ago for me.
Right. Anyways, we didn't have all this fandangled technological stuff.
They're lucky for sure. Hey, you remembered to pack the snacks for the car, right?
Yeah! Cheese crackers, granola bars, raisins, grapes, celery sticks, and peanut butter, salsa and chips, juice boxes, water...
Whoa. I know it's the holidays and all, but are we planning to feed everyone on Route 95 as we sit in traffic?
Very funny. You know these snacks always soothe the savage beasts. 10 hours in, you'll be thanking me for overstocking the snacks.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. So, you listed all the healthy snacks you packed, but what kind of special treats did you pack?
That's it. That's all I packed.
Oh, no. Let me at that snack bag. I'll find some fun surprises to keep them guessing.
Have at it. Maybe lollipops or candy canes. Those will definitely keep the kids busy.
And happy.
Well then, I better go pack some wet wipes. Then, gotta get busy recording our new holiday story. We want the listeners to have a new one to listen to while they're traveling right along with us this holiday season.
Awesome idea, bud. I think they'd appreciate it. After all, 'tis the season for giving.
That's right. Candy Cane Catastrophe was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What are your favorite treats this time of year?
Oh, bud, one more thing.
Yeah?
Are we there yet?
Candy Cane Catastrophe by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. And away we go! Said Mom cheerfully as Dad backed the car out of the driveway. We were off to Grandma's. I settled in for the long drive ahead. It takes us 2 movies and a nap to get there, Mom had told me. I had my movies picked out, my comfy pillow in place, my new green earphones plugged in, and my juice box in hand. I was set. About 1 movie into the drive, I had drunk my drink. I tossed my juice box on the floor, careful to remove the straw first. Too many times I've grabbed a juice box that was missing a straw. I learned long ago, best to keep an extra straw in hand. Better to have it and not need it, rather than need it and not have it, Mom always said. I stuck the straw from the juice box in the back pocket of the seat for safekeeping, but down it went, into the depths, with all the other treasures I had put in there from the past months. Mom called it the abyss. Oh, well, I thought, at least I tried to save it. That's when I realized my butt was asleep. I shifted in my seat, trying to wake it up. I squirmed and I wiggled, but nothing seemed to work. I was so ready to be there. Are we at Grandma's yet? I called out, even though I knew we weren't even close. My mom sighed, looked at Dad, and then back at me. Not yet, buddy. Shall we sing some Christmas carols? She asked with hope in her voice that would satisfy my itchiness. To be honest, I was Christmas caroled out. We'd been singing them for a month straight, every time we drove in the car. I declined her invitation for another duet of Jingle Bell Rock and asked her for other ideas. She told me to hold on for a second and dug through her purse. I was sure that this was going to take longer than a second since it was chocked full of anything and everything. Her purse was like Santa's magic bag that stored every item imaginable. She mumbled, "Where the heck is it? I know it was in here." Then she pulled something out with an, "Aha! Here it is!" She turned back to me, arm outstretched, with a sight both glorious and wondrous, beyond my wildest expectations. Red and white streaks chased each other up a thin pole, forming a pattern of swirl deliciousness, bending at the top to form a hook. There it was, shimmering in its sleeve of plastic, preserving its peppermint flavor. My heart jumped in excitement as my mom handed me the candy cane. Showing my manners and gratitude, I thanked her profusely. Candy canes are always my first choice this time of year. I love the colors. I love the shape. I love how it tingles my nose with each lick. I always start at the bottom, then work my way up to the curve at the top. It makes for the perfect shaped handle to hold, like a hook at the end of a tow truck. I peeled the wrapper away at the bottom, leaving it covering the curve. Dad had taught me this trick a long time ago so my hands wouldn't get sticky. He always thought of clever things like that. Not that I'd mind if I had to lick the scrumptiousness off my fingers. Mom popped in another movie, and I settled back in, joyous treat in hand, content for the next hour and a half. It was just about the middle of the movie when I felt my eyelids starting to droop. I knew I needed to take a rest. I looked at my smeared red and white delicacy for a minute, realizing that I wasn't going to be able to finish it. I needed to save it for later. I could have passed it up to Mom, but Dad was known for eating the rest of anything that made its way to the front seat. I imagined hearing him say, "What? I thought you were finished with it." No, I knew that handing it to Mom was too risky. That's when my foot hit my old empty drink box that I thought I had tossed on the floor. Instead, it must have landed on my packed bag that rested below my feet. An idea sprang to life in my head. I leaned forward and gently placed the remaining straight part of my candy cane inside the pocket on the seat in front of me, just like I did with the straw from the juice box. The curve of the cane acted like a hook on the edge of the seat back pocket, like a clothes hanger in a closet, holding my morsel in place. It hung there in place for me to keep my eyes on. I stared at it for a few minutes, pleased with myself at my clever plan, until I fell asleep. The next thing I knew, I was awake. I heard Mom say, "Oh, hey, sleepyhead, we're going to be there soon." I smiled at the thought, awakening from what seemed like a long winter's nap. I stretched for a little bit while I came out of the slumber and looked out the window. We passed a house with a giant blow-up polar bear on the lawn, holding presents in one hand and a candy cane in the other. I jumped a little in my seat, excited as I remembered my very own candy cane waiting for me. I reached forward, unable to wait, ready to finish my tasty treat. But what I saw, maybe it is better to say what I didn't see, filled my chest with dread. The curve of my candy cane was nowhere to be seen. I immediately panicked, looking around my seat. Did I dream it? Had I actually fallen asleep with it in my hands? I instinctively dug through the sides of my booster seat, hoping I'd hit something sticky. The only thing that met my fingers was the crumbs from the goldfish crackers gobbled long ago. Did my dad reach back here and eat it? No, he only ever ate food that made its way up front. He'd never cross the line of reaching into the back to snag my snacks. We went around the curve, and the force of the turn moved me in my seat. Everything in the car slid a bit as the car changed positions. To my dismay, I realized the sweet treat may have jiggled loose and fallen into the abyss. I leaned forward and stuck my hand down in, hoping I'd find my missing candy cane. Hope blossomed in my chest when I felt my fingers touch a plastic wrapper and then curl around something straight and sticky. There it was. I clutched the end and pulled it up, dragging it along the cloth the whole way. I pulled it out and looked at it in disbelief. Like waving a magnet over a pile of paper clips, the candy cane had an eclectic collection of crud stuck to it. Fruit snacks, cereal bits, lollipop sticks, crumbs, and of course, the straw I threw in there earlier were stuck like glue to my candy cane. To top it off, it was now coated with a thin layer of fuzz from the seat. I whimpered, unable to contain my disappointment. My mom turned around and saw the travesty. She immediately said, "Ew! What happened? Oh, never mind. Just give it to me. You can't eat that now. It's ruined. Sorry, buddy. I handed it to Mom, and Dad said, let me see that. Mom handed it to Dad, who looked it over. For a second, I thought he was going to eat it anyway, but then he handed it back to Mom and said, that's a shame. So there I was, empty-handed and distressed. I wanted to cry, and I probably would have if Mom hadn't diverted my attention to the fact that we were almost at Grandma's. She pointed out the landmarks we always passed during the last stretch of the drive. There was the restaurant with the humongous fish on the sign, and then there was the sign for the camp Mom went to when she was little. I felt better for a few minutes until we passed the barber shop where Grandpa got his hair cut, and I saw the pole out front that looked exactly like a giant candy cane. Memories of my missing treat came rushing back, and I got sad all over again. Tears welled in my eyes as we finally pulled into Grandma's driveway. I sniffed up my snot and mustered a smile, trying to be brave. I climbed out of the car and tried to walk up the path to the front door. My legs were jelly. It took a minute for my muscles to remember how they worked. I stretched myself out, looked back longingly at the seat pocket, and climbed the stairs to Grandma's door. Mom and Dad grabbed bags of presents out of the car as I knocked on the door. There she was, with a smile as bright as the sun. I smiled back, happy to see her, although I couldn't shake my feeling of loss. She hugged me tightly, and I was immediately enveloped in the warm smell of ginger and cinnamon. To my surprise, she pulled back, looked me in the eyes, and said, "What's this? Something wrong? I can tell. How can Grandma fix it?" Somehow, just from a hug, she knew I wasn't as cheerful as usual. Unable to hold it in any longer, I spewed my sob story of the candy cane, my sweet plan to keep it safe during my nap, and my bitter tragedy that ensued. She listened to my whole tale without interruption, grinning warmly. When I finished, she simply said, "There, there now, don't you fret. Grandma knows just what to do." She stood up straight, moved to the side, and like a model showing a prize on a game show, held out her arms to display her decorated tree. There, on every bough, was a candy cane. My heart swelled in delight, and I heard my grandma say, "You're here for 4 whole days. You'd better get busy." We would like to thank Dorina of Mike's Pastries in Boston for providing a bumper for us at the beginning of the episode. We would also like to send out bright birthday wishes to Papa G and Uncle Mark of Massachusetts, Sean D of New Hampshire, Bill P of West Virginia, and Camden of Maryland. We hope your days sparkled. It's the holiday season, and that makes it the time of year of giving and sharing. One great gift this year is to download your favorite Nightlight Stories episode and give them to loved ones. You can put them on an MP3 player or burn them to a CD for easy listening in the car. If you're really in the giving spirit, you can even purchase Nightlight Stories merchandise from the Nightlight Stories store. These are shirts, mugs, and more over at cafepress.com/nightlightstories. Finally, one other great way to share Nightlight Stories this time of year is to take a few moments to leave a review on iTunes. It's really easy to do, and the more 5-star reviews Nightlight Stories receives, the easier it makes it for others to find us. Please take the whole family over to nightlightstories.net to check out the Lighting the Way with Words posts, all the cool art sent in by fans of the podcast, and much, much more. From the Nightlight Stories household to yours, we wish you a joyous, safe, and warm holiday season. As always, we look forward to the many stories and candy canes we can share together.